Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from a nurse in New Jersey. Dear Percy, I am on night duty again, and Sunday I almost missed the YPCA. But I have a little kitten, and for some unknown reason, at the time of your broadcast, he jumped on the bed, awakening me just in time to hear the broadcast. I continually thank the Lord for programs like yours.
From Missouri, a pastor writes, Dear Brother Crawford, several times in the past 10 years I have written you a note on this date. The expression of appreciation is so often lacking in Christian work. I took Christ as my Savior through your work 10 years ago this morning. You brought the message, and I am grateful to God and to you for his wonderful salvation.
From Hawaii, a soldier writes, This morning is the first time in 15 months in the territory of Hawaii that I have been able to hear the broadcast in its entirety. It certainly warmed my heart to hear your voice. It reminded me so much of Old Pine Brook and the good times back home when the YPCA program brought us so much blessing.
A soldier writes from overseas, My, but I have a joy in my heart to be able to tell you that I possess a living salvation since that moment through you when I came to him the only way. In these past few years that my new guide has taken me have been blessing and assurance-packed days of my life. He has met my every need, no matter how small, with victory. The army has only been a means by which I can prove his faithfulness and my unworthiness. Percy, that's the only name I really know you by. I want to say thanks for your willingness to do his will when you were moved to work among young people. It was through you that I first saw real live Christian young folk.